sido, subhanahu wa ta'ala, appeased upon his hikmah
and his knowledge. His hikmah, wisdom, that is absolutely and perfectly right. And his knowledge, that is also absolute, no errors in it. So it is his knowledge and his hikmah that determines his mashia. So his mashia, what he does, what he will, what he wishes, come from his hikmah and from his knowledge. So they are not just something. It means when they happen, even though we don't like them, they are the best things that could have happened. When something happens, even though we don't like them, they are from the best things that could have happened. The issue why we may think that they are negative is because our knowledge is small. Our knowledge is very small. Otherwise, we would have known that that is the best thing to happen. There are a lot of explanations around this. But I'll just give us one illustration to make the matter clear. There was, if I'm not mistaken, the last plane crash in this country, in Lagos, just while descending into the airport. It crashed. Cool? There was somebody, either a staff of the NNPC or a senior military officer who was rushing to meet up that flight. The flight, I think, took off from Abuja. He got to the airport. They had already closed the doors. He was insisting that the doors should open. But he was pacified. He was angry. He was. It was in the process of that that the plane took off. He was still in the airport trying to struggle with arranging another flight to Lagos when he heard that that flight had crashed. At that time that he was battling at the airport, "I want to join them. I want to join them." They say, "No, the door was locked." If he were told that that is the best thing that had happened, would he believe? Because his knowledge is small. The same thing with all of us. There are many things that we like to happen, but those things are not good for us. And there are many things we don't like, but inside those things that we don't like, Allah has placed in them things that are very good for us. So that's why he says, alayhi subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. How did he finish it? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So when things like that happen, let's not be overwhelmed by events. Still try to carry on. What are the next things to do? Because that is just the best thing that has happened. If a man has a car and then someone bashes it, he may not be thinking about buying another car. But the day they bash it, he starts thinking, "Oh, I want to buy another car." He starts gathering money again from the office to think about changing his car. He will sell that car. He wanted to sell it for 100,000. Maybe Allah pushes somebody to him who will buy it for 120. He buys the car. He starts thinking, "How much do I add to it?" And by the time we know it, he was driving a small Nissan car, and Allah makes it a Highlander 2010 or 2011. 2011 is better because it has a fridge inside. His children can put their drinks inside the fridge when they go to school. So which one is good? That the car was bashed or not? Is it good that the car was bashed? I hope that Dr. Ashifa is here. Just laugh at it and carry on. May Allah give us the best at all times and protect all of us. We start at al-jalsatu bayna as-sajdatayn, the sitting between the two sujoods. Because the next thing that we will discuss is that after the adhkar, Allahumma ighfirli, that is the easiest one. Allahumma ighfirli, Allahumma ighfirli. When you stand up from sujood, you sit down, you say, Allahumma ighfirli. We mentioned two ways of sitting, ko? One of them is what? Al-Istirash. The second one is what? Al-Iqa'ah. So you say, Allahumma ighfirli. Allahumma rabbi bifili. My Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Pardon me. Start saying, forgive me, forgive me. And we relax very well. So the next thing is for us. But before that, we had written in that last class that both istirash and ikra' are sittings that are meant for both males and females. All those things we've been describing in Salah, they are meant for both males and females. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Athiyofi in the Sheikh of Sahih Muslim al-Bahmi in the 11th volume, page 302, he cited these statements from Al-Imam Qadi Iyab, Abu Musa, and then from Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, that the women are not different from the men in all of these rulings regarding Salah. Then he said, حفظه الله, قد سبق أن القول بالتفرقة بين الرجال والنساء في هيئة الصلاة مما لا يصح عليه دليل. قد سبق أن القول, we had mentioned previously that the view that بالتفرقة بين الرجال والنساء, separating between men and women, في هيئة الصلاة, in the mode of Salah being observed, مما لا يصح عليه دليل من الكتاب والسنة, there is no proof at all in the Quran or in the Sunnah that is authentic that affirms that men should pray differently from women, or that women should pray differently from men. I'm sure we would have heard these things before. If a woman is praying, she should close her leg. If it is a woman, when she's making sujood, she should close herself. She should close herself. We hear things like this. Sisters used to ask them. But I think awareness is getting higher now. So there's no difference between men and women. And there is no dalil to say that there is a difference between men and women. It's bal as sunnatu. The sunnah, the correct thing to do in our salah, kullu ma sahha min sifati salati nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qawlan aw fi'la, is what is authentic from in the way the messenger of sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam observed his salah, qawlan, whether in his speech. As we say, Rabbi ighfir li wa we sit down bayna sajdatayn. Women say it too. While in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, aw subuhu, Quddus, Rabbu al-Malaikati wal-Ruh. The same thing, men and women, qawlan aw fi'la. Whether in terms of the adhkars we make, Allahu Akbar, Sami Allahu liman hamida, as men say it, women have their own too. As men recite Surah al-Fatiha behind the Imam, women recite Surah al-Fatiha too. So that is the way everybody should be in salah. It is both for men and women. It says, فَإِنَّهُ يَشْمَلُ الرِّجَالَ وَالْنِسَىٰ. All of those things include and involve both males and females. فَقَوْلُهُ صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. So the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray. يَشْمَلُهُمَا جَمِيعًا. It involves all of them together, both men and women. فَالْقَوْلُ بِالتَّفْرِقَةِ بَيْنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ فِي هَيْئَةِ الصَّلَاةِ مِمَّا لَا لَمْ يَصِحْ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. So to say, oh, women should pray like this, men should pray like this, there is no proof. بَقُونِ شَنْكِرُ نَانِ وَبِنْيُو مَكِرُ ati okunrin ati obinrin lọlọrun ba ran anabi si sallallahu alaihi wasallam ẹkọ kan naa lo si kọ wa awọn to n tẹ si gbọ saabi okunrin saabi obinrin ẹnikan naa ni wọn ko mọ sọ pe ẹyin obinrin ẹ ṣe báyìí ọkunrin ẹ ṣe báyìí bó ṣe kọ ọkunrin yẹn naa lo ṣe kọ obinrin. So nkan kan naa ọna kan naa ni ọrun ọkunrin ati obinrin si yàtọ lára ni Allah ti tẹtọ sọ. The next thing after that sitting position is, like we said, go back to the position of what? Of sujood. We will return to sujood. If a person performs the salah, sits in between the two sajda, he returns to sujood. And the proof for that will be a bit hasty here, because we have one big issue on our hands to resolve today. Bismillah. We have one big issue. One big sunnah people ignore. Some of them, when they ignore it, they just quote the scholars and go, ah, don't go. We will address it today, bismillah. That is the sunnah of Jalsatul Istiraha. We will address it, bismillah. And we hope to mention what they say and the responses of the scholars to them. Inshallah. So, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, after he mentioned sitting in between the two sajda. Abu Humayd, you remember Abu Humayd, the companion who told the rest of the companions, let me discuss how the, let me remind the rest of you how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray. We'll come back to this hadith repeatedly today. There were 11 companions, including Abu Huraira, Abu Qatada al-Ansari, and others. 11 of them, they were seated in the garden. So let's remember ourselves. Let's remind ourselves. How did the Prophet used to say? The Prophet said, oh no, let me say. Was who? Abu Humayd ibn Sa'd, radiyallahu anhu. So he said, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits in between the sajda, he said, ثُمَّ يَعُودُ يَسْجُدُ. So he returns to prostration. He's on sitting court. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. ثُمَّ يَعُودُ يَسْجُدُ. He goes back after that and then does what? He makes sujood. After those adhkar. In another report he says, يَهْوِي سَاجِدَ. ثُمَّ يَهْوِي. Then he goes down again. سَاجِدَ. To make his sujood. So in this second report, in the Musnad Imam Ahmad, it says, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَيَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ. He says, Allahu Akbar. Of course, don't forget, we have one hadith, hadith of Abu Hurairah regarding takbirat. While going on sujood, حِينَ يَسْجُودُ. What will he say? Allah. So he goes on to, while standing up, what does he say? Allahu Akbar. While standing up. The first one, while going down. The second one, while standing up. And like we read in the last class, while going on sujood, he raises his hand. While standing on sujood, he raises his hand. I don't want to prolong the discourse around here. Because the ulama say there's no khilaf. That the way he does in the first sujood, that is the way he will do in the second sujood. The way he goes and comes in the first sujood, that is the way he will go again in the second sujood. Al-Imam al-Nawawi mentioned that in Al-Majmu'. He cites Al-Imam Abu Qayyim, Qadi, that he says that is ijma of ulama. Al-Imam Ibn Qudama al-Muqdasi also mentions it in Al-Mughni, that there is no difference between the first sajda and what? The second sajda. The way you went down, you come back again. The same way you go and come back. The way we went down for the first sajda, that is the same way we go for the second sajda. It will, mentioning this matter like this will give us, it will make us have haste to leave this issue. And Imam Abu Tayyib, Imam al-Nawawi mentions him to say, Ajma al-Muslimun. Imam al-Nawawi says, Ajma al-Muslimun ala wujud al-sajda al-thaniya. The Muslims are agreed that we must, they are agreed upon the compulsoriness of the second sajda. وَدَلِيلُهُ in the position, that position is based on a certain proof. What are they? الْأَحَادِيثُ الصَّحِيحَةُ الْمَشْهُورَةُ. Those ahadith, they are common, they are popular, they are well known, and they are authentic. وَالْإِجْمَى. That's ijma. That's what? The second sajda is obligatory. So he goes on to say, and it shows that what the way we did the first sajda, we make the second sajda. Ibn Qudama also mentioned ijma. in Al-Mubin. So we'll proceed because of that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We started today from Al-Jalsatu Bayna Al-Sajdatay. Cool? What will he do after the Azkar in that Jalsa? Allahu Akbar, and then he goes on such. He raises his hand. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ حِينَ يَسْجُدُ. He would raise his two hands when he goes around sujood. He does that again, second first. Likewise, when he raises his head from sujood, he also raises his hand. Anas ibn Malik has hadith. When the Prophet raises his head from sujood, he raises his hand. When he goes on sujood, he raises his hand. When he stands up on sujood, he raises his hand. So all these are established from authentic reports. I'm sure we've mentioned some of them in the previous class. So, and don't forget, these takbiratul intiqal are wajibat. The takbir to go on sujood the second time is wajib. The takbir to stand up also is also what? Wajib. What about raising the hand? It's what? Sunnah. The takbir is wajib, sunnah. And that takbir is rukun. Don't forget. We must be knowing all this. The meaning is that without that takbir, there's no salah. We must pay back that takbir. So, but as for raising the hands, sunnah. If he does not raise the hands, no problem. If he raises his hands, he earns small reward in his salah. So these are the matters regarding going back into prostration and standing up after prostration while in salah. The next issue we'd like to discuss, like we said, is the issue of Jalsatul Istirah. The man goes on sajda, says Allahu Akbar over 40 times. Usujada. Utusawiti Allahu Akbar. We go to we, all what we say in the first sajda is with the same things we say in the second sajda. Bil ijma. And then he stands up again and says Allahu Akbar. So where will he go? Second rak'ah, he should stand up at it. You must not stand up. Don't stand up. When you stand up from sajda, you raise your head from sajda, sit down. When you raise your head from sajda, don't stand up. This is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet does not just stand up from sujood. From sujood, stand up. But it is strange now. We'll come back to it. And Imam al-Nawawi, he told us what to do in this kind of a condition. Don't mind the strangeness. You do it. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to do. One of what I understood from that statement of Imam al-Nawawi in al-Majmu' is that it means that even then, only few people do it. That's why the fact that the ahadith regarding it, one of them is in Sahih al-Bukhari. The two of them are in Bukhari. The hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'id and hadith of Malik ibn Suhayl. They are both in Sahih al-Bukhari. In fact, Imam al-Bukhari made a chapter heading regarding this city. Now when you stand up from sajda, you sit down. What is it? Say about the day, last story, story, ballet, say about money day. Money day, what are you doing? Ah, joke, go to the deforaka elekage. Don't stand up, sit down. Before you go on the second rak'ah, that sitting down, the scholars of it refer to it as Jalsatul Istirah or Jilsatul Istirah. If you say Jilsatul Istirah, the way you sit while resting, the manner, hair, the way of sitting while resting, Jilsa. But if you say Jalsa, the sitting of rest, so they are both correct. You can say Jalsatul Istirah. You can say what? Jilsatul Istirah. It has another name among the scholars of it. They call it Jalsatul Awtar. Listen. Awtar. Why? Because you sit it during the odd numbers. Between the first and the second. And between the third and the fourth. At the end of the first and at the end of the third. Before we stand for the second And before we stand for the for, so they refer to it as what? Jalsatul Awtar. Ta'u. Jalsatul Awtar. Or what? Jalsatul Istira. It is well known among the scholars of Hadith and Fiqh. The first proof regarding Jalsatul Istira is the Hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayris, Abu Sulaiman, al-Layth, radiyallahu anhu. Don't forget that himself and 19 others, or 18 others, 19 in all, came to spend about 20 days with the Prophet Muhammad. They came to learn Islam, so that they go back to their people and teach the people Islam. So Malik ibn al-Huwayri, he said, those times they were learning, they were with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَنَّهُ رَأَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُسَلِّمُ. Malik ibn al-Huwayri said, he saw the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam observing the salam. فَإِذَا كَانَ فِي وِتْرٍ مِنْ صَلَاةٍ. So when he is in the odd rak'at during his prayer, لَمْ يَنْهَدْ, listen to this, لَمْ يَنْهَدْ, he will not stand up, حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. He will stand up, that's why I say don't stand up. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَمْ يَنْهَدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. The Prophet will not stand up for the second rak'ah, or stand up for the third rak'ah, حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. Until he becomes balanced in the sitting, you joko you farabale, you joko. Before he stands up, he will sit down calm before he stands up for the second rak'ah. Yastawiya qa'ida. Lam yanhab. La yanhab. Lam yanhab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yanhab. He will not stand up. Lam yanhab. He did not used to stand up. He would not do so. Hatta yastawiya qa'ida, until he sits down balanced in the city. Who said so? Malik ibn al-Huwayri. Regarding who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam, la tanhab hatta tastawiya qa'ida. Don't stand up until you are balanced, sitting down. Between the first rak'ah and what? The second. La tanhab, don't stand up. Hatta tastawiya qa'ida, until he is balanced in his sitting. That hadith that I read occurs in Bukhari. The asl of the hadith also occurs in Sahih Muslim. But this lam itself occurs in Bukhari. It occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i, Sunan Abi Dawud, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Sunan al-Bayhaqi, and others amongst the books of Sunan. Sunan. Sahih ibn Khuzayma. This hadith occurs in it like this, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا كَانَ فِي وِتْرٍ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ, in the odd rak'at during his prayer, لَمْ يَنْهَبْ, he will not stand up, حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا, until he sits down balanced in his sitting. That sitting is called what? جَلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَى, or what? جَلْسَةُ الْأَوْتَارِ. This is what the scholars call that sitting. In another wording of this hadith that was collected by Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah, Abu Qilaba al-Tabi'i, Abu Qilaba rahimahullah, he says, Ja'ana Abu Sulaiman, Malik ibn al-Huwayri, ila masjidina. Malik ibn al-Huwayri, Abu Sulaiman, he came to our mosque in Basra, because he died in Basra, and he lived in Basra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man had learned from him. So when the Prophet passed away, he lived outside, he lived in Basra, and then he came to our mosque, he visited our mosque. فَقَالَ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُرِيَكُمْ كَيْفَ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُسَلِّمُ. أريد أن أريكم كيف رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يسلم. I want to show you, Uridu and Uriel, I want to make you see, same for authority, how I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to teach you the Prophet Salah. Because on the 20th, when they spent the 19th or the 20th day, they began to feel, our wife, our family. So the Prophet said, I'm thinking you want to return. He said, yes, we want to return, say, return home. And then he gave them that instruction, Sallu kamara aytumuni. Teach your people the deen and pray as you see it. So he likes to teach the people. Now the Prophet told me, gave me this instruction that we should teach the people. So he will teach the people. Aside the times of Salah, like after Zuhur or after Asr or after Fajr, he will tell the people, don't go, sit down, let me teach you the Salah. The way I learned it, let me teach you too. Radiallahu anhu. So he told the people, let me explain to you how the Prophet used to pray, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَعَدَ فِي الرَّكَعَةِ الْأُولَى قَعَدَ فِي الرَّكَعَةِ الْأُولَى. He sat down at the first rak'ah, حِينَ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السَّجْدَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. When he raised his head from the second sajda. What did he do? قَعَدَ. What does that mean? جَالَسَ. He sat down. When he raised his head from the second sajda, قَعَدَ. He sat down. What did he say he wants to teach the people? The way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say. Let me quickly discuss a matter here. This companion and his friends were young people. Some scholars say the Prophet was praying like that because he got old. So he could not just stand up, so he first of all sit down. If it were for this reason that the Prophet was sitting down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have told the young men, don't sit down that desert to the how. Because I am an old man, but you people, you are young men. But he did not tell them like that. That shows, he only said that, the way you see me pray like that. So that means that sitting is necessarily from the sunnah of Salah. The way you see me pray. And that's what the man has been telling the people. Should I show you how I saw him pray? When he wants to stand up after the second sajda in the first rak'ah, Qa'ad. He will sit down. Jala. Before he does any other. That sitting is the sitting that is referred to as what? Jalsatul istirahat. Aw jalsatul awtar. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah al-Fatwa ilayhi. He says, فيه مشروعية جلسة الاستراحة. This hadith proves that it is from the sunnah, it is from the matters of the deen, that we should do what? We should sit جلسة الاستراحة. Who said to Abu Sulaiman Malik ibn al-Huwayri? He said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لم ينهض حتى يستوي قائلا. He will not stand up until he sits down first. If you are praying after the second sajda, in the first rak'ah and in the third rak'ah, before you stand up for the second rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah, لا تنهض, don't stand up, حتى تستوي قائلا. You sit down, balance. And that was why Malik was teaching the people. Don't stand up, sit down first. Sit down. رضي الله الإمام البخاري رحمه الله in صحيح البخاري. I always tell the people, I say it suffices for us that is the position of الإمام البخاري. جلسة الاستراحة. Who has that view? Who are our Bukhari? Imam Bukhari. Is it not enough? رحمه الله. In his fiqh of this hadith, he says, من استوى قائدا. The individual who sits down is tawa, bala in his sitting. He withdrew min salatihi in the ordered act of his prayer. Summa yanhabu. After sitting, bala, after that he now stand up. So after your second sajda, lay in foribale elekij. Ah, brother, you do bow. Sit down, woman, you have to go. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Joko Faramale. koko jokuna wa ma wa biyan lere ta lo ko be annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam annabi she man kiran ni ma di de gawo lere don stand up like that calm down la tanham hatta tahtawi alqaida until you are balanced sit down and that's the thing is istirash you read that from the second hadith of Muslim. But we are still battling with this first hadith of knowledge. Al-Imam al-Nasari in Sunan al-Nasari. He said, Babu listiwai lil-junus inda al-raf'i min al-sajdati. Babu listiwai, the chapter that you should be calm, bala, in your sitting. Inda al-raf'i min al-sajdati. When you stand up after the two sajda, you want to stand up, sit down. You are performing Salatul Fajr. After your first rak'ah, you make the second sajda. Before you stand up for the second rak'ah, what do you do? Sit down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا ينهض حتى يستوي قائدا. The Prophet will not stand up until he sat down. Balance. That hadith occurs in Bukhari, Muslim, and in other books of hadith. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah is one of those who reported this hadith. He says, وَالْعَمَلُ عَلَيْهِ إِنْدَ بَعْضِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. This is the view of some of the scholars. They ask upon this hadith. They don't mind anything. The Prophet used to do so. That is what we will be doing. So people have been doing it long ago. Okay, say in chapter 2. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah before At-Tirmidhi. That was his view. He mentioned it in Al-Umm. Imam al-Shafi'i Rahimahullah Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. Ulama referred to him as one of the most learned teachers of Allah ever. When he moved Rusul and the Rusul, of the most learned people who ever came was Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi'i. That from the Sunan of Salah, he mentioned it in Al-Umm. I had intended to be mentioning them, reading them from their books, but for time. But some of them will read them. You know why? Some people thought that it was because Albani wrote the book Salat al-Nabi. He's the one who started it. Shafi'i said it long ago. Bukhari said it long ago. Nasa'i said it long ago. And Imam al-Tirmidhi says, وَعَلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ عِنْدَ بَعْضِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَبَعْضِ أَصْحَابِ. When Imam al-Tirmidhi says, أَصْحَابُنَا حِمَنْ الْمُحَدِّثُونَ. That's the view of the scholars of hadith. That you don't stand up for the second rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah unless you do what? You sit down. That's the thing that is called what? Jalsatul Istir. We are still coming back to other issues around it. Al-Imam Ibn Khuzayma in Sahih Ibn Khuzayma. He says, Babun Junusi Bada Raf'i Ra'si Min As-Sajdah As-Saniyah. Babun, the chapter regarding Al-Junus, the sitting down, Bada Raf'i Ra'si Min As-Sajdah As-Saniyah. After you raise your head from the second sajda, قبل الكياء, before you stand up, إلى الركعة الثانية, to the second ركعة, وإلى الركعة الرابعة, and to the fourth ركعة. What do you do? Tajlis. You sit down. Talk over. You sit down before you stand up for the next ركعة. The second hadith regarding this issue is the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Nasa'i. One of what they said, like Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in his Sifatu Salat al-Nabi, he said this hadith, only one companion reported it. The scholar says if it is half a companion, if there were half a companion, it is reported from the Prophet Muhammad, it becomes the hujjah for us. But they said the point is even that more than one companion reported it. The first person we mentioned who reported it was who? Malik ibn al-Huwayd. The second person we are mentioning who reported this who now? Abu Humayd ibn al-Sa'idi. This Abu Humayd ibn al-Sa'idi, he was in the company of 10 companions. 10! And they were once say Atakura Sa. What is Atakura Sa? Exchange. You were in a conversation. bold and everything, how did the prophet used to pray? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are discussing prophet in Dulai. Abu Humayd was the one talking. When Abu Humayd mentioned the certain istiraha, the other nine, they did not say, no, he did not say to too. It was when he became old, they didn't say no. سَمِعُوهُ وَأَقَرُّوهُ They all heard him, and they did what? They affirmed what he did. Explain regarding the Prophet Salah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is a feeling thing to say, oh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only one companion, all these ten heard, they did not be rejected. And you know the companions, radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anybody said anything strange, they criticize him immediately. So come, this one you are saying, where did he see it? So they were all in the city when Abu Humayd in his side, he was explaining the salah of the Prophet Muhammad. They did not reject it that the Prophet used to sit just sitting in the of. So they made the Quran, they affirmed that report from the Prophet Muhammad. Abu Humayd in the side, we know the hadith, a very lengthy hadith. It occurs in Bukhari, Muslim, and other books of hadith. But this reading I'm making occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, this long. It occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. But if you go to the Jews, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmoud, he has a Jews, an entire book on this hadith, wherein he compiled all the wordings of the hadith. That is the Jews that I depended on for this expression. So for each thing he mentioned, he will say where you will find it. Go back to the Jews. If you say, oh, I refer to these Jews a lot. Sheikh Mashhur Hassan Al Salman, he was also referring to that Jews in his book, Al-Ishraf, Ala Nukati Masail Al-Kilaf, by Qadi Abdul Wahab al-Baghdad. We are coming back to it also, because of something he said regarding the book. But he also referred to these Jews that I'm referring to now. In that hadith, Abu Humayd, when he was describing the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَيَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ وَيَجْلِسُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِهِ الْيُسْرَىٰ. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from sajda, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. What will he say? اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَيَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ. He will raise his head. وَيَجْلِسُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِهِ الْيُسْرَىٰ. And then he sits on his left leg. That is iftirash. He spread that left leg. You know iftirash, ko? He will sit iftirash. فَيَقْعُدُ عَلَيْهَا مُعْتَدِلًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sit on that leg. مُعْتَدِلًا. بَرَىٰ in the sitting. حَتَّىٰ to the extent that he will be so balanced. يرجع كل عظم إلى موضعه. The entirety of his bones will go back to their places. They will be both better. See here. معتدلا. Balanced. Meaning that that city is a city you will make it istiwa. It will be balanced. To also go quick and you will go farabale. Jalsatul istiwa. Some of our brothers, when they make Jalsa to Israel, they behave as if it is a thing they want to see. And they said, Allah, hatta tastamiya qa'ida, until you are balanced in that city. Jalsa to Israel is what you think of this. Farabalende, be patient. The Naswazi, Kadanima, there is no hastiness, you be balanced in Jalsa to Israel. People sit like this, be balanced. This companion, he says, فَيَقْعُدُ عَلَيْهَا. The Prophet will sit on that left leg, if they're Russia. مُعْتَدِلًا بَلَىٰ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ كُلُّ عَظْمٍ إِلَىٰ مَوْضِعِهِ مُعْتَدِلًا. Until the entirety of his bones, the warawa, no reason. What he told you before he stands up again. He sits more. That sitting is called what? Jalsa. When Abu Humayd was saying this, how many companions were sitting down with him? Radiallahu anhu. This love of this hadith that I read occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Imam Ibn Hibban mentions it in his Sahih. It also occurs like this. You see these expressions in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah and As-Sunan Al-Kubra by Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi. So this is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu. When he stands up from his sajda as-thaniya, the second sajda, in the fourth rak'ah, what does he do? He sits down. Calm, then he stands up. We are coming back to how then will he stand up. But the first thing that he sits down for, yokokojokuna. So it is widely reported from the companions. رضي الله عنه. قال الإمام النووي إن المجموع شرح المحذب قال الإمام النووي أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي. He says وعلم. You should go and understand أنه ينبغي لكل أحد أن يواظب على هذه الجلسة الصحيحة. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ أَنْ يُوَاظِبَ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ الْجَلْسَةِ. You should understand that it is very, very necessary لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ, for every individual, أَنْ يُوَاظِبَ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ الْجَلْسَةِ, to be used, يُوَاظِبُهُ, be used to it, كَيْ يُدُونِ مَنْكَ وَاظَبَهُ, get used to it, frequently, do it regularly. يَنْبَغِي أَنْ تُوَاظِبَهُ. It is necessary for you to frequent this city. لِصِحَّةِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فِيهَا. Because the narrations regarding it are authentic. وَعَدَمِ الْمُعَارِضِ الصَّحِيحِ لَهَا. And there is nothing authentic that contradicts it. No authentic hadith contradicts the fact that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing from the second sajda of the first rak'ah, he first of all sits down. No hadith is authentic that contradicts it. And hold it, brothers. Any hadith anybody is citing to you to contradict this sitting is a weak hadith. And Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, he says that is why Imam al-Bukhari mentions it. Look, the correct thing to do is to sit down. Any other thing they have said regarding this is what? It's weak. It's not authentic. So we have to sit down. So he says, Rahimahullah, وَعَدَمِ الْمُعَارِضِ الصَّحِيحِ لَهَا. These narrations, there is no authentic hadith that disproves them. So say, no, don't sit, stand up there. No hadith is authentic regarding that. وَلَا تَغْتَرْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْمُتَصَاهِلِينَ بِتَرْكِهَا. لَا تَغْتَرْ. Don't be deceived. بِكَثْرَةِ الْمُتَصَاهِلِينَ. Regarding the large number of people who are lazy regarding this matter. Who ignore this matter. Out of laziness, they leave it aside. They look aside. Don't be deceived by the large number of people who lazily leave this sunnah. Don't be deceived by them. فَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you love Allah, follow the Prophet Muhammad. It means Imam al-Nawawi is saying that this sitting jalsa to the istiraha is the jalsa of the lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi. Very nice citation. لَا تَجْتَرْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْمُتَصَاهِلِينَ بِتَرْكِهَا. Don't be deceived by the large number of a lot of people who are lazy regarding this city. فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. After all, Allah has said that كُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, that if you love Allah, follow the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did he say? يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And then Allah will forgive you your sins. وَقَالَ. Allah also said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gives to you, teaches you, take it, hold it. Don't be lax with it. So don't be deceived by the large number of those who are lax, L-A-X, regarding this sitting. We must take to this sitting. To sit down to istiraha is from the sunan of salah. That is the position of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. That was also the last position of Imam Ahmad. the last position. Before that, one of the ulama, Sheikh Mashhur Hassan Ali Salman, he had a tahqiq of a book, Al-Ishraf. Al-Ishraf was written by Imam Qadi Abdul Wahhab al-Baghdadi. What is it about? Al-Ishraf ala lukati masail al-khilaf. Issues regarding which scholars differ. Yushrifu alayhim. He will be telling you what is most valid in those differences. He will say, Shafi'i will say that, Malik will say this, Abu Hanifa will say this, Ahmad bin Hanbal will say, but this is the correct thing. Qadi Abdul Wahhab is the one saying that. This book occurs in 9 volumes. Sheikh Mashhur did a tahqiq of this book. In his tahqiq of this book, Sheikh said, Rahimah, Hafizahullah, he says, وَبِهِ قَالَ جَمْعٌ مِّنَ الصُّحَابَةِ بِمَاذَا جَلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحِ سُنِّيَّةِ جَلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحِ He says, جَمْعٌ مِّنَ الصُّحَابَةِ A group amongst a number of the companions say that, وَصَبَتَ عَنِ الْجَمْعِ الْغَفِيرِ مِنْهُمْ A large number of, it's also authentically reported from a large number of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Al-Jammu al-Ghafir. People who are large in their number. What do they establish? Jalsatul. So don't come to say, once Sheikh says Sahaba, their view is that you should sit down Jalsatul. That is also established from the Prophet Muhammad. Where does the hadith occur? Sahih al-Bukhari. What are we? La hijrata ba'da sahih. There is nowhere you want to go again after Sahih al-Bukhari. Those are the istira that you are sitting. Where is the Sahih al-Bukhari? If it's Albani view, no, it's not Albani's view. It's Albani no more, Albani no more. Bukhari came before Albani. All these companions, that is their view. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yanhab hatta yastawi yaqa'ida. He will not stand up for the second rak'ah until he sits down calmly. The reason I'm taking the time to explain is people show you hostility when they see you sit down suddenly. So tell them, Hadith wa fasamule wa nu Bukhari wa lawu. Awan sa'adi anadina man shebe radiyallahu. In fact, okbalok wa awan sa'adi lo man shebe. That statement of Sheikh Mashhur Hassan al-Salman. He says, وَبِهِ قَالَ جَمْعٌ مِّنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَثَبَتَ عَنِ الْجَمْعِ الْغَفِيرِ مِنْهُ وَبِهِ قَالَ أَبُو كِلَابَ Abu Kilaba is that company, that tabi'i who reported that hadith. That Malik ibn al-Khuwayris came to the Amazigh. Go in the riwayah of Al-Imam al-Nasa'i that he read. مِنَ التَّابِعِ Amongst the tabi'i. That statement occurs in the book Al-Ishraf وَلَا نُكَتِ مَسَائِلِ الْخِلَافِ by Qadi Abdul Wahhab. Al-Baghdadi with the tahqiq of Sheikh Mashhur Hassan Ali Salman in the first volume, page 281. These books are available now. If you don't have the printed copy, you can get the internet copy. I have printed copy, it's not internet. May Allah protect us. But mala yudraku kulluhu la yudraku jinnu. Something you can't find everything. The one you find, you make a user. That's what I'm saying. Well, you can, because I refer to internet, they can say, ah, internet, la wala, you need, well, you need, yeah, beggar. I am. May Allah protect us. The way people think makes us speak like this. We have to address the idiosyncrasies in the minds of people. May Allah forgive all of us. So this is the issue about this issue. This is the position of the Prophet we have heard. This is the position of Al-Jammu al-Ghafir in the Sahaba. A large number of people amongst the companions. We have heard that one. It is also the position of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. That occurs in the first volume. I had that one too. I saw it with my eyes. I'm not just quoting what somebody quotes. In issues like this, before I think, I go back to the source. To see what they have said. See that. So it occurs in Al-Umm. Al-Umm is the book of Imam Shafi'i himself. It occurs in the first volume. by my tahqiq, by Dr. Ra'fa. It occurs inside it. It's not only Imam Shafi'i who has that deed. That is also the second and the last view of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he had a view. Because the large majority of those who like to say don't do the certain istiraha, they are from the Hanabila. So we say, oh, even your Imam, that is his view. Imam Ahmad himself. The first person who I saw mentioning that Imam Ahmad changed his deen because of the hadith of Malik ibn Huwayl on Jalsat al-Istiraha was Hafiz ibn Hajar. He mentioned it, rahimahullah, in Fathul Bari, that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was of the view that you can stand up without Jalsat al-Istiraha. When they came back and asked him, what about the hadith of Malik ibn Huwayl? He said, sit down, sit Jalsat al-Istiraha. And he too will do that. It's not a new thing you change your view, dear brother. If you know something to be somehow, you see something else, it's not a new thing that you change. People have been changing their views, and they'll be changing their views till the day of Qiyamah. Those who don't change views are ignorant people, because it means they have not learned new things. If you learn a new one, the one you heard yesterday, you drop it. It means Allah has blessed you with something that is new. Imam Ahmad changed his view on Jalsat al-Istiraha. He used to say, don't sit, or you will not sit it. But he ended upon the fact that I sit, and he too would sit it. So amongst those who mentioned that he changed his view was Ibn Hajar in such a way. But if you go to Al-Mughni by Ibn Qudama, the chief chair, we can say, one of the biggest scholars of Madhab Hanbaliya. Let's hear what he said. He mentioned the first view of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal about Jalsat al-Istiraha. And then he mentions a second view. He says, وَالْرِوَايَةُ الثَّانِيَةِ The second report that has been given from Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal about Jalsat al-Istiraha, أَنَّهُ يَجْلِسُ That Imam Ahmad used to sit what? Jalsat al-Istiraha. اِخْتَارَهَا الْخَلَّالِ This is the choice view. That the fact that Imam Ahmad used to sit Jalsat al-Istiraha, that is the chosen view by Al-Imam al-Khallal. Al-Imam al-Khallal is one of the direct students of Ahmad bin Hanbal. It's like saying among those who know the opinions of Ahmad bin Hanbal. Al-Imam al-Khallal, he chose the last entire man said, okay, he will do what? He will speak Jalsat al-Istiraha. وَهُوَ أَحَدُ قَوْلَيْ الشَّافِعِ It is one of the statements reported from Al-Imam al-Shafi. I don't know where the second view occurs. That Al-Imam al-Shafi was saying that don't see Jalsat al-Istiraha. I don't know where that one occurs. What you will find inside Al-Umm, written by Shafi'i himself, rahimahullah, is that you should sit Jalsat al-Istiraha. But that he had a second view at a time, maybe his fourth view. It was also mentioned by Al-Imam al-Nawawi in Al-Majmu'. Amanat al-Imm will make us say that. We have said it. But if you go to his own book himself, what he says is that sit Jalsat al-Istiraha. Sit down and then depend on yourself when you stand up. He mentioned the hadith. We'll come back to it. Inshallah. He says, قال الخلال, Al-Imam al-Khallal, the student of Ahmad bin Hanbal said, Raja'a Abu Rabdillah. Raja'a. He took a second view. He changed his opinion. Who changed his opinion? Abu Rabdillah. That is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Raja'a Abu Rabdillah. Ila Hadha. He changed his view to this one. Yani, that is to say, Taraka Kawlahu Bitarkil Junus. He abandoned his view that you should not sit down. Imam Ahmad changed that, he left that view. Don't sit down, he left it. Rahimahullah. Lima Rawa Malik ibn al-Huwayl. Because of the hadith that was reported by who? Malik ibn al-Huwayl. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يجلس إذا رفع رأسه من السجود when he raises his head from the sujood he will sit down قبل أن ينحضر before he stands up the Prophet will sit down Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal changed his view because of this hadith رواه البخاري this hadith occurs in Sahih Bukhari وذكره أيضا also جلسه الاستراحه was also mentioned by who? Abu Umayd في صفه صلاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the manner is describing the manner in which the prophet prayed صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهو حديث حسن صحيح. And the hadith of Abu Umayd al-Sa'id is what? حديث حسن صحيح. فينبغي العمل به. ينبغي العمل به. It is therefore necessary for us to act upon that hadith. والمسير إليه. And return to the hadith. What does the hadith say? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا رفع رأسه من السجدة الثانية في الركعة الأولى لم ينهض حتى يستوي قائدا. The Prophet did not stand up صلى الله عليه وسلم until he sits down. That is the second and the preponderant view for who? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And that is also the view of Imam al-Shafi. What I just read, I read it from Al-Mughni by Imam Ibn Qudam. This is Al-Mughni that you saw me reading from. It occurs in two big volumes. But it has a print. There are other prints of 10 volumes and all others. So I will not mention the volume because my own is the fourth volume. If I say volume 1, I only have volume 1 and 2. It is not summary, it is full. The printing is only smaller than the rest. This is the print of Baitul Afkar Dawliya in Lebanon. They are the ones who printed 2 volumes. But others have it as 10 volumes, others have it as 11 volumes. In the past, the first copies that I saw of Al-Mughni even used to be up to 14 to 15 volumes, depending on how it was printed. So, but if you go to Al-Mughni, check in the beginning in the matters of Salah, Sifat Salah Tinnabi, you will see Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal changed his view. He used to view that we should not treat Joseph in Istirah. Later, he changed that view and adopted the view that we should do what? We should sit Joseph in Istirah. Because of what? Because of the hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayni. And who? Abu Umayd ibn al-Sa'd. That is the hadith of the Prophet we have heard. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the position of the companions we have also heard. That is the position of the A'imma we have also heard. So there is nothing that is left. If a person comes to say, oh, Joseph Nasser, Albani, Albani, throughout what we have said, deliberately I did not mention Imam al-Albani. Deliberately. But amongst the scholars of today, those in our present time, those who held this view, who hold this view, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Ubad, he says it is sunnah mutlaqa. It is sunnah generally. Don't attach anything to sunnah in me. When you perform salah, that you do what? You seek Jalsat in Istirah. It is from the sunnah. Amongst those who have that view, who has that view, also is one of our teachers, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Abdul Karim Al-Khudayr. He also has the view that from the sunnah to seek Jalsat in Istirah. They all depend on these two hadiths. The first hadith from who? Malik ibn Huwayd. The second hadith from who? Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id. Radiallahu anhu. Don't forget, the hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id, he was not alone in it. When he was saying it, there were 10 other companions with him. Sami'uhu wa aqarru. They heard him and they affirmed what he said. So if you say that 10 companions reported it, you are not lying. Yes, that is the kind of ruling that hadith of Abu Humayd will have. Jalsatul istiraha is from the sunan of salah. Mastile. Mato rubu file. Masti moto moto file. Two ways people can abandon it. Urubu. Laziness. Then haughtiness. The file than here. Don't do this. No, none of these two people is praiseworthy. Although the first one is better than the second. May Allah protect us from the two. Sit down there, certainly, for us. When you are asked, how did you do that? The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not. In fact, from the fact of this statement is that it was something that he was used to doing, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. It's not something he did one day. He used to do that. Lion have. Our lamb yan have told him stand up until he sat down. That is the view of the ulama that you have heard, my dear brothers. I always like to hear the other side. Many times people say, "Oh, I want to find one." You cannot go. You can't even now. So you ask them. You say what they say. It is from the Sunnah of Ahlu Sunnah Jamaah. La ilaha illallah. Be with Allah. May Allah make us from the people of Sunnah. The first, there are two groups of what they have said, those who reject it. The first group is that they have about three or four ahadith they quote. All the ahadith are weak, manakif, munkarat. In fact, there are some of them that have wadda'un in their asanis. The ahadith are not authentic at all. I give you one example. In the Sifatu Salatin Nabi by, I didn't bring it. I'm sure it's in my car. Some of these books have been cited. I left them inside. In case I need to say, I'll say, go and bring it. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husayni. The reason is that this issue is the way it occurs. People are a bit emotional about it. And it is from the Sunnah. So if you want to discuss it, you must be ready. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husayni rahimahullah. He said, he brought a hadith of the Prophet, the hadith of Abu Huraira. That hadith occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stands up, he relaxes on his knees to stand up. Imam al-Tirmidhi himself, who brought the hadith, mentioned the reporter, very weak reporter of hadith, Sahib al-Manakir, who reported that hadith. Yet, Sheikh brought it in Sifatu Salatin Nabi to prove that we don't need to sit just such himself. May Allah pardon our scholars. So you find things like this. When people want to say, there's this hadith. The hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id. It has a weak report from one reporter. Isa ibn Abdullah Ad-Dar. You remember Isa ibn Abdullah Ad-Dar? He's the one who reported that Malik Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id reported the Tafrijul Rukbatay. That when we make sajda, we should open our legs. In that Islam that has that Isa, who is Majrul, and he was alone in reporting it. Is Majrul al, it has another Rawi Utbah who is Ba'if. It is that Islam that mentions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stands up from the second prostration, he wants to stand up for the second rak'ah, la yatawarraku. He will not sit down tawarruka. Ulama say, is it tawarruk that all the sikkot reported that he made in Zalzat al-Istiraha? Wahada min adillati qata'ihi. He has other three reasons why they believe that he erred in that report. Ibn Hajar mentioned it in Fathul Bari, and Imam al-Albani rahimahullah mentioned it in Sahih Sunan Abi Dawud. That report is a weak report. If the person says, "Ah, but in another hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, they said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tawarruk, he will not sit tawarruk." Just tell them that, is that hadith sahih? If they say it is from the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, tell them that is not. Reporting that expression is not sahih. What is correct from the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi? And we have even Al-Imam al-Mughni himself, Al-Imam ibn Qudamah himself in Al-Mughni saying that وَهَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. The hadith of Abu Humayd. But that report of Isa ibn Abdullah ibn Malik Ad-Dar is a weak report. That he is contract, they report istirash in Zalsat al-Istirah. He is reporting what? Tawarruk in Zalsat. They report in the Imam al-Faqih, in Sajda. They report what? The fleech. These are evidences of his weakness. When someone reports something that contradicts what reliable reporters report, it is evident that he is a weak person. If he is a seeker, his hadith is still rejected. Ulama refer to it at once, sharp. If he is a weak reporter, and this Rawi Isa is Majhul al-Hal, If it's a weak reporter like this one, that hadith will have tarq. Either say munkar, and it is da'if in Jiddah. These are the kinds of ahadith they bring to say, no, we will not see Jalsa to Nisra. Jalsa to Nisra is from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. So the first group of what they say is that they will present weaker ahadith. Let us talk about the second group of what they say. The second group of what they say, we'll mention only three of them. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentioned them in Fathul Bari one after the other and gave a rad. Likewise, Al-Imam Abdul Rahman al-Baqifuri in Tuhfatul Ahwazi, Sharh Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he also mentioned them. One after the other, he is giving them rad. In fact, in his own case, Al-Imam al-Baqifuri said, قد اعتذر الحنفية وغيرهم ممن لم يقل بجلسة الاستراحة. He said, those amongst the mazhab of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and others, they are giving excuse why they will not be sitting with Jalsat al-Istirah. Because also Rasul, you can't say the hadith is weak, it's in Bukhari and Muslim. So they give excuse, the reason why we will not see Jalsat al-Istirah is an excuse. So this Sheikh refers to it as i'tizarat, excuses why they will not sit Jalsat al-Istirah. He says, قَدْ اِسَغَرَ الْحَنَفِيَّةُ وَغَيْرُهُمْ مِمَّنْ لَمْ يَقُدْ بِجُلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحَ عَنِ الْعَمَلِ بِحَدِيثِ مَالِكِ بْنِ الْخُوَيْرِثِ الْمَذْكُورِ فِي الْبَابِ بِأَعَذَارِ كُلِّهَا بَارِدَةِ. They have given excuses regarding this hadith of Malik al-Khuwayrith, Ibn al-Khuwayrith. The kind of excuses they are giving, كُلِّهَا بَارِدَةِ. They are weak, cold excuses, cold. Of course, it's not something to accept. So you see, what happened? The incongruent view is that anna hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, the hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, hujjatun qawiyyatun liman qala bis-sunniyyati jinsat al-istirah, is a strong proof for those who say that jinsat al-istirah is sunnah. وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. And that is the truth. وَالْأَعْذَارُ الَّتِي ذَكَرَهَا الْحَنَفِيَّةُ. And the excuses that the scholars of Madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa give, وَغَيْرُهُمْ, and others apart from them, لَا يَلِيكُ أَن يُلْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهَا. لَا يَلِيكُ أَن يُلْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهَا. They don't deserve to turn your face towards them. They were excuses. They don't lie on it. They do not deserve ayyul tafata ilayha to be given any kind of attention. Don't give those kinds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yanhab hatta yastawiya qawl. And Nabi really don't let you sit down. May Allah protect us. I have one of my very close friends who's terrible in too, very strong, who does not sit Jalsat al-Istirah. Each time we perform Salah together and I see him, I feel very bad. When I remember this, I say, Awawi, no, no, no. When you don't know, Awawi, maybe you're running, is it too moon? Awawi. May Allah protect us. Let's quickly mention some of those things they say. I'd already mentioned one of them. They say, لَوْ كَانَتْ سُنَّةٌ أَوْ لَوْ كَانَتْ سُنَّةً إِذْ جَلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحَ وَيَسُنَّةً. لَوْ كَانَتْ سُنَّةً إِذْ جَلْسَةُ الْإِسْتِرَاحَ وَيَسُنَّةً لَا ذَكَرَهَا كُلُّ مَنْ وَصَفَ صَلَاتَهُ. Everybody who reported the Salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them would have been talking about Jalsat al-Istirah. Jalsat al-Istirah. So we say, oh, does that mean that everything in Salah must be reported by everybody? You say, Jalsat al-Istirah, if it were from the Sunan of Salah, all those who reported the Salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that reported it. So we ask, is it everything in Salah that everybody has reported? No. No. So Hafiz ibn Hajar said, rahimahullah, says, فَإِنَّ السُّنَنَ الْمُتَّغَفَ عَلَيْهَا. The sunan that I agree, that we all agree, that apart from the Salah, لَمْ يَسْتَعِبْهَا كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّمَّنْ وَصَفَهَا. It is not everybody who reported everything. So you say, oh, the hadith about dua istiftah. Somebody went to the Prophet Muhammad. He says, when you say Allahu Akbar, before you start reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, you always say something. What do you say? Who was that person? Abu Huraira. So you know, so we will not accept this service because everybody did not report it. Everybody must report everything. So that's kind of a fake. That's why I want to say, Awawini. So you will not accept the hadith of Malik ibn Huwairi and Abu Hamid ibn Sa'idi because everybody did not report it. So get me over here. It's too weak to say to give. That's why it says, لَا يَلِيكُ أَنْ يُسَفَكَ إِلَيْهَا. They don't deserve that we should give them. I can't solve the caliber, but we want to solve it. The second thing they say, لَوْ كَانَتْ مَقْصُودَةً. If Zakatul Istiraha is actually from the Sunnah Gaga, لَا شُرِعَ لَهَا ذِكْرٌ مَخْصُوصٌ. It should also have its own adhkar. So when you see that you're starting to say, you should have one adhkar for it. So if you don't have adhkar, then the Prophet just did it. They say because they're not bringing a ra'i. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen also mentioned this in Sifat Salat al-Nabi by Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen. He mentioned this view. He said because standing is a rukun of Salah, it has its own adhkar. Frustrating ruku is ruku, it has its own adhkar. Such that it's ruku, it has its own adhkar. A God for today in a Sajda thing has its own adhkar. So if the Satul Istiraha is from Sunan, it should have its own adhkar. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen said, this is ra'ayu. You bring ra'ayu fi ma'arudin naf. It's naf. He won't stand up and he won't say anything. This being is ittiba. إِنَّمَا هُوَ اتِّبَاءُ وَتَرْكُ الْهَوَىٰ. This is Islam, is بول عمام شيشينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, صلوا كما رأيتموني. We all believe this hadith, including them. The person who says, صلوا كما رأيتموني, will tell you said that he will not stand up until he sits down to start to listen. And he can show you sooner. The same hadith, صلوا كما رأيتموني, will tell you, is the same hadith of Malik ibn Huwayd. The same person. One of the things he would do is that before he stands up, he sits down to listen. And I would say, no, don't sit down to listen to listen because he does not have adhkar. Did you not hear that he says, Shalu kamara ayatumuni usali? As you see me. So whether he said adhkar or not, it's not important. I'll give you one example. What is the zikr to say in sajda to sawi? If you make sajda to sawi, after the two prostrations, you sit down. You want to make taslim. Do you make tahiyyat? You make tahiyyat? You don't make tahiyyat. The hadith that occurs on it, the hadith of Aisha occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i, and that hadith is munkar. It's not authentic. It also occurs in Bulugh al-Maram. The hadith is very weak. Munkar. Next to mawdu'. So it means, if you make sajda to sa'i, after the two prostration, what do? You just sit down and make taslim. Nothing, no ta'ila again. Somebody asked me recently, in that sajda of sajda to sa'i, what do you say? I say, I don't know. Why? Because they did not tell us anything to say there. So we do what they say we should do. Where they didn't say we should say anything, what do? We keep quiet. So you don't use something that does not exist to push away something that is clearly established in Bukhari and in other books of Sunnah. All these that I'm saying, Ibn Hajar said it in Rafi'atul Dabu. They say, Abu Nasir said Ibn Uthaymeen and his Rafi'atul Dabu. I am saying what Ibn Hajar and others say. a refutation of what those people had said. I'm not the one, I'm telling you what they say. The third excuse they gave. وَلَا يَلِيكُ أَنْ يُتَفَتَ إِلَيْهَا. Like Mubarak said, لَا يَلِيكُ. They will not deserve attention, but we will say, they say, احْتِمَالُ أَنَّهُ أَنَّ مَا فَعَلَهُ فِي حَدِيثِ مَالِكِ بْنِ الْحُوَيْرِسِ لِعِلَّةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what he did in that hadith by sitting, in the hadith of Malik ibn Huwairis, لِعِلَّةٍ بِهِ. So because of some kind of illness that he had, what about the one in the hadith of Abu Humayd in his side? That one too was an illness. And Abu Humayd aside, he was saying, let me tell you the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that sitting there were 10 companions. Malik ibn Huwairis too came to tell the people, radiallahu anhu, let me tell you the salah of the companions. And the two of them described their certain istiraha. You now say, no, it was because the Prophet was ill one day. Ibn Hajar said, this statement means the meaning. What is the proof that something, the Prophet was ill on that day, was why he suffered? And then they are not talking about what he did one day. They are talking about what he was doing repeatedly in his salah. That's why they say, these are the la yaliku an yultafata ilayhi. They do not deserve attention. But we have this statement, la yaliku an yultafata ilayhi. Who said it? Sheikh Al-Allamatu Abdurrahman ibn Abdurrahim Al-Mubafiquri. Who did the Sharh of Sunan al-Tirmidhi? He called it what? Tuffatul Ahwal. It occurs in this book. All these things like that. They are not Mubadini law. It also occurs in Fatul Bari. May Allah protect all of us. Jalsatul Istiraha is from the Sunan of Salah. You should all make Jalsatul Istiraha in Salah. None of us should leave it for any reason. May Allah accept our acts of worship. When you stand up after your sajda, in the first rak'ah, before you stand up, you should make Jalsatul Istiraha. Let me show us. Because we have been showing us, the individual is on sujood. And then he makes his sajda. When he stands up, he says, Allahu Akbar. He sits down. Sits down first. And the sitting must be iftirash. I didn't know. I'm wearing his alarika today, so you may not be able to see this iftirash. But there is inshallah next class, you see the iftirash. You sit iftirash. The next thing we will address, how do we stand up? It is another naughty issue, naughty, K-N-O-T-T-Y, like this issue of Jalsatul Istiraha. Do you stand up like this?
Is that how you stand up? Or, you stand up like this? How do you stand up? This is the format is wrong. Why do you want to stand up in the rest of your heart? Who says so to the Prophet Muhammad? We come back to the Prophet Muhammad in our next class. And then we will collect. Yeah, brother. It's a very easy thing to do. Do something in the masjid. Let us have a better example. Except that the people need to know the truth. People ask you, For those of us who need people, Salah in Masajid, who have relatives, your children, your wife, your mother, your father, your brother, who have a duty upon them to teach them Salah of the Prophet Muhammad. Because that is the Salah that Allah recognizes. And that is the Salah that we need to work. Not any other Salah. He has thrown around every year. Law, call, and name. Ìrùn ẹjú ìwọ́n ní ìrìn ẹjọ́ ìrìnlẹ̀. Ìrùn tẹ́lẹ̀ kan sínú pínọ̀ ìbúṣe ọ̀dọ́ta ló ti dára dá. So you see, we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. We have to pray as the Prophet prayed, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he commanded us, "Sallu kama ra'aytum." In that hadith of "Sallu kama ra'aytum," we are calling it that we must see to have jalsatul. It has another name, jalsatul awtar. And hadith of God where Bukhari, Muslim, who reported Malik ibn Huwayy. Another person who reported them, Abu Humayd al-Islam. In the second hadith, the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Islam, how many companions were having in the head? And that's the position of Imam Shafi'i, and who again? Imam Ahmad. One of them. They are so rich that don't give up the command. Hold it on your hand. Sit down, that's what you do. Everybody was born from Bukhari, so I know that. He will grow up there. Bukhari is there. Because the man has to tell us, so he will grow up there. He will grow up there. Many of us have to say Bukhari on our phone. English, you know, yeah. Beauty. So go back to it, he is there. Hold it. Today, what about? Because we have some people who are better described as sufferers, let's be frank. But these people think that they are bad. And you know, the journalists have not been first wrong. If they see one of them, they say they go on the cloud, they'll say one Islamic scholar. If it were a pastor, they say it was a fake pastor. If the pastor is caught doing evil, they say fake pastor. If one Muslim who don't go the idea is caught doing evil, they say he is Islamic, every name Islamic scholar found doing so. The press should be fair, they are not fair to him. It's a bondage. If a non-Muslim, a Christian pastor does something, look at the one that has been on the news with a woman, an evil now. That his name looks like the name of a Muslim and he's far away from Islam. Is it a Muslim? Give us girls that they are shouting. Give us girls. They are shouting, give us girls because they are Christians. How many Muslims were abducted? Thousands of Muslims were abducted. Nobody is shouting for them and on behalf of them that they should be released. They are shouting Chibok girls because they are Christians. They are United States. A Muslim girl of St. Anne of London, they didn't allow her to graduate. The women and some people who are shouting denied education, they did not say that that Muslim girl was being denied education. Muslim is their body airway. So that's the fact that they don't want to take care of it. They're body airway. So don't make newspapers your basis for knowing what is right and wrong. Your quest, learn your union properly and right. Nobody, no Christian came to say the doubt was Christian passing in law school for not being allowed to graduate because she wore something she doesn't come out ahead. She's not even wearing that. What is she wearing today? The law school before? This is the wearing full hijab. Because what she's wearing is half hijab. Let us hear it. Hijab is not half. Hijab is not head cover. Hijab is the covering that covers the entirety of the person inside it. She's just wearing a cap and tying something in the head. She wonders it. What is she doing in her face? What is she telling her? No Christian women rights organization talks about it. They ignore it. Well, some Muslim women are shouting to God about it. I hope that they know what they're doing. They are not protected. That is not to say I'm blessed. If a non-Muslim is being oppressed, and we are in a position to help against that oppression, we should not help against that oppression. That does not say so. put you in a position to help somebody who is oppressed, Muslim or non-Muslim, you help him. But what they are saying is that the threat, injustice is fueled against the Muslim in reporting it. And the publicity they give to the Muslim, that is what we are doing. May Allah protect all of us. It will suffice to be prepared. Inshallah, we will ask our questions. The matter we discussed here is regarding the Ustadz Lutera and the ruling is covering both men and Alaykum Salaam.
No, don't ask the question. The question is invalid. You know why it is invalid? What is the ruling of the Ustadz Lutera? Can giving a sunnah invalidate the salah? So the question is invalid. He has a second question. That is the only question. Naam, alaykum salam. If we are coming back from sujood, okay, so the takbir, I think that was what your question should have said. From sajda to standing, we have one takbir to make. When do we make it? Any time in between the two. Any time in between raising the head and actually standing. So it means you can say it when you raise your head and sit just up to the Sirah. Or you can say it when you want to stand up from just up to the Sirah. Because it's a sitting of transit. It is called takbirul intiqal. The takbir you say while changing from one position to the other. So it is in between that sajda and the standing. In between, any time in between, that is when you can say that takbir. It will answer your question now. Your question is now valid now. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Amin.
Can one employee can salah? Someone who has that salah without the concentration throughout the salah, can he employ him to perform the salah?
Can he? To do what? Okay. A person prays and he feels during or after the prayer that this is my prayer. Did I pray it well? It can come in two ways. If he knows that he left some arkan out, like Khalad ibn Rafi'. Who is Khalad ibn Rafi? Musibu Salah, the companion who erred in his Salah. If he is convinced that he made those kinds of mistakes, like he wasn't calm in his rukur, he wasn't calm in his sujood, he was just in Allah. Many things happen. Maybe fear, maybe worry, maybe and for whatever. And then after saying, why did I pray like this? If he do the kind of thing that Khalad does in the Salah, he can't repeat the Salah. Because there are clear cut texts that when he goes for the Quran, if he's not balanced in the Quran, he has no Salah. It's clear. And those are the reasons the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Khalad, go and repeat the Salah. Go and repeat the Salah. So if he prays like that, he can't repeat the Salah. It's from the peak of the strength. Allah Akbar. Alaykum as-salam. I mentioned your issue in the last class. You were the one who mentioned the hadith of Hamdan, Kafir, and Tayyiba. And I said to you that that zikr is said in supposedly prayer. I changed that view like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal did now. In the last class. Were you there? Alhamdulillah. Ameen. That day you were sitting there. Now. For what? Jalsatul Istiraha. Salatul Witr. Of three rak'ah. Between the first and the second rak'ah, you see Jalsatul Istiraha. If you are joining between second and third, you see Jalsatul Istiraha. Now, Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudair said no, imams should sit with Jalsa. The issue is that many imams don't educate their jama'ah. You must educate your jama'ah all Baba Limamu, Duktur. When you get to the white chamber, you must tell them. When you get to the other chamber, to the two chambers where you are imam, we must tell our people in Salah. We must teach them. Malik ibn al-Humayris was teaching them Salah, not within the time of Salah. Salah is teaching Salah, he's teaching them Salah. Husband, it can be discussions inside your house. Oh no, oh do I will let me see. And she starts thinking. You will start saying, ah, me, I forget you. You know women, yeah, I will be by you. That's taking, please let me see. Try it and see. They will tell you that you have forgotten. Women. You can teach them 10 times. So that's why it says, Wa'amuru ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha. Tell your families to pray. Watch them as they are praying. No, they are Elokiru. Elokiru. Oh, people, do you know you didn't take her? You go and come back. They are still where you left them. Say, I said, you say, hey, Moniki, come my son. Oh, my son, Moniki, you know, let me see. He had forgotten. So it says, wastabir alayhi. Mojuto, after telling your wife to pray, pay attention to her to ensure that she has a pray. That will mean if you teach her how to pray, tastabir alayha. You must ensure that she's now knowing how to pray. You can teach her how to pray for a week. You start like this, you raise your hand like this. In the next class, she will raise your hand like this. Ah, no, I didn't think it like this. If you do like this one day, she can do it like this. You will now carry the hand and put it here. You say, ah, she will not laugh. She will not laugh. But you must do it patiently. Because if you want to straighten it by force, you will break it. She will be disinterested in it. I said, you got this, but say it like that. You have finished the class. Musa. No, don't ask about the naming ceremony. Salah. Some other time we can respond to them. Maybe the open day. I said, it appears there are a lot of brothers who have questions on Salah. Now, if the Salah of an imam becomes invalid, at the front of final pressure, you will just stand up and go. We stand up and go. You can talk to somebody that my window has deteriorated. Because at that time they are busy looking at their finger. They may not be looking at him. They may not see that he has stood up to go. So you can tell that I'm standing up. Fulan, you will tell the next person who is the imam. That person will make the taslim and the rest of the people will follow him. You can talk, imam can talk. Somebody who's not in Salah can talk to somebody in Salah. And somebody in Salah, if the case arises, in dire necessity, can also talk to the imam. They are saying, subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam doesn't know what they are subhanallah. Somebody can say, stand up. If you don't know, if you are local, you can say that to the imam and your salah is still valid. Inshallah. Alaykum salam. You had asked the question today. Okay. How is he doing his party, honey? You are correct. You pray your own salah correctly. Sit your jalsah. Stand up normally. Start your fatiha. Go, just be following. The gap between him and you will not be a gap that for which we can say you have contradicted him. You can say you delayed, but we won't say you contradicted your imam. So you do your salah correctly. But after the salah, you can go and see the imam. The people I give a lot of excuse are old babas. But young ones do it too. There are some young imams, amirs of societies. There is one amir of society who needs salah there. Young boy, his fatiha is so bad. Bad fatiha you need. And you see that guy, amir with you, my fatiha, okay? He's really bad. Can't you care? If papa is can't ban again, may Allah protect all of us. And he's the imam of the people because they say he's amir. That name, amir, itself is wrong. Let's discuss that one. It is wrong to refer to somebody as amir except in three places. This word amir, it's a religious word like walid. If you regarding a lady, you say waliyure, this is the girl's walid. What do you mean? You mean somebody who is either her father or her brother or her uncle in the position to marry her out. So see, that's what wali is, a technical word. Abi, you can't just use it as you like. The same thing, imam. Imam leads salah. Imam can also mean the overall head of all Muslims. It's a technical word. You don't just use it as you like. The same thing, amir. The first usage of that word, amir, is the leader of all the entirety of the Muslims. Like President Buhari now, you can call him Amiru Nigeria. You are not wrong. He is the one who is in charge. He has power. May Allah guide him aright. He has power in his hands. So he's amir. He has sultan. You can also call him sultan. These are technical words in Islam. You don't just use it. It's like calling somebody policeman, mobile police, and they know that it's not mobile police. Did they mobile police catch you? Why will they catch you? They are calling, that is nickname. Take somebody who has a nickname, mobile police. He's going, mobile police. So they get to a checkpoint. His friends are calling, mobile police, please give them money. You know that they will pack you. They say, pack. So who is mobile police among you? He will come out. So you will be mobile police today. He will show me, say, mobile police today. Or will he not show them Abu Aisha? He will show them. So these are technical words. That's what we are trying to say. We are only coming down to the simplest form so that we can understand it. The first usage of the word amir is for the leader of the entirety of the Muslims. The second usage of amir is his appointee over a jaysh or over a community. Jaysh, a group of army. He sends a detachment of army. Go to Maiduguri, for example. You be their team commander. You see, they say commander, they didn't say amir. But that commander can be called amir. But his own imara is bil ibafa. They will now say amiru jaysh. The amir of an army, a group of army, the amir of the battalion. His own is not amir. It is amirul jaysh, the leader of an army group. The third sense, the word amir, is used in the Sharia. It's a group of traveling Muslims, two or three or four. They appoint one of them as their leader. That one can be called also amir. But that Amir is also like the second one. What do you call him? Amir Safa. These are the three ways this word is used. The overall head or his deputy. President Bukhari can say, the governor of Oshun can be called Amir. If he allows it, it's public. But that one too will be with an ascription that Amir Oshun. But that is because they have power, they have authority. Okay. Two Muslims come, they are living together. They say, Amir, this is our Amir. Who says Amir can be this word used in this circumstance? More so with something that is related to the deen. It requires proof. What I'm saying now, only to get a look of it. This is the fatwa of Sheikh Ahmad ibn Yahya al-Najm. He explained this matter in detail when he was asked about this question. So you know the Amir, for a group society in the Islam, some group of people call it Amir. There's no proof for that, except they are in any of these categories that we have stated, because that word is a word of Sharia. It's like Salah. Somebody playing football and say, ah, it's on Salah. Yeah. Salah, football, Salah. Because that terminology is something, only there are ways to use it. You don't use it in a place that it does not belong to. We just try to come down with the kinds of illustrations that we have employed. The point is that the word Amir is a technical word that should not be used just like that. It has about four or five places or three, depending on how we classify them, that they are allowed to be used. Otherwise, to call every Amr, say Amir. So when you go to camp, they find themselves in camp, say Amir, everybody's Amir. And then there is this funny tendency also. When they've been in that office before and they go away, they are still calling themselves Amir. Amir. So when they see them, they say, Amir, senior Amir, junior Amir. There is a brother, he attached that word Amir to himself. See today. And he has been an Amir for over 15 years. So when they call him, they say Amir Abdullah. Everywhere I go, they say Amir. Like saying, field commander, retired colonel. May Allah protect us. All these people are playing with the terminologies of Sharia that should not be played with, that should not be toyed with. May Allah forgive all of us and forgive them too and guide them to that which is best. I wish that they will hear things like this and change their position. Like you say, it's not wrong to change. You can only change position when you hear things that are correct. But usually what will help somebody to change a position is Ikhlas. You make your deen for Allah alone. When it is because we are calling you something that is entering your head, so go continue, we too will continue. To the day of Qiyamah, we will meet on that day. أقول ما أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك